When a family moves, the kids often have to change schools. But when those children face moves brought on by parents losing their home, the federal government requires school districts to transport students as far away as needed to make their school an island of stability. In today's installment of WFAE's Finding Home series, education reporter Ann Doss Helms looks at that effort in CMS, which leads the state in homeless students.
Hidden Valley Elementary School serves a small northeast Charlotte neighborhood just off I-85. But every morning's car line includes taxis and shuttles bringing children from much farther away.
Last year we went Concord. This year we are North Lake is the furthest north that we're going, and Carowinds is the furthest south.
That's Barbara Conadu Ford, a social worker at Hidden Valley who specializes in working with homeless students. In every school district across America, people like Ford are charged with supporting students who are homeless or in transition. It's part of the federal McKinney-Vento Act, which requires public schools to provide such supports as free meals, tutoring, and transportation to ensure that students aren't forced to leave their schools. At Hidden Valley, almost one-tenth of the 900 students qualify for McKinney-Vento aid. The numbers are so high, Ford says, because the zone includes a cluster of hotels where families often stay when they've been evicted or lost their place to stay with relatives or friends. When they move on, Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is required to give students the option of staying at Hidden Valley. Ford says most do.
Just overall, transitions are hard. Changing from one day to another can be difficult, let alone going to a new school, having to deal with, you know, work with new teachers, new people. So the transition in itself on the child's well-being is going to be the biggest impact.
Ford is aware of the dynamics behind Charlotte's affordable housing crisis. Skyrocketing rents, low wages, and landlords who won't rent to people who have an eviction or criminal conviction on their record.
The cost of living, especially housing, is enormous.
But all she and her fellow educators and counselors can do is try to support the children and parents when things fall apart. The McKinney-Vento Act, which has been around since 1987, is active in every school district, but the numbers pop out in CMS. Sonia Jenkins oversees the program for the whole district.
CMS has the largest homeless population in the state of North Carolina. Last year, we served 4,744 students.
That's almost 400 more than in Wake County, which has more students but less poverty. Each school year, the identification process starts over. As of October, CMS had identified 2,900 eligible students, an unusually high number for so early in the year, Jenkins says. When families move, the challenge of keeping the kids at their original school can be momentous. Some of them can ride school buses. But sometimes families move across county lines or even into upstate South Carolina and still keep kids in a CMS school. The district pays 14 taxi companies and driver services to shuttle about 500 students to and from school. Last year, the tab came to just over $3.4 million, money that comes from the CMS transportation budget. One of those private vans picks up Athena Avery's seventh-grade son from the Salvation Army Center of Hope shelter, just north of Uptown Charlotte, and takes him to Kennedy Middle School, about 12 miles away in southwest Charlotte. Avery says she came to the shelter about 4 months ago, after a stretch spent living on the street. She enrolled her daughter, who was just starting kindergarten, at Walter G. Byers School, only half a mile away. But her son had been at Kennedy for sixth grade, and she didn't want him to switch.
It does affect children from going to different school, then their grades drop, then they worry about, oh, we're not in a stable place.
Avery has now been approved for a Section 8 subsidized apartment in Gaston County, and she says she'll ask to keep her children in CMS for the rest of the school year. Her daughter is doing well in kindergarten.
Your first report card, girl. English language arts this quarter, we focus on identifying and writing.
Second grade.
You're going to second grade? Mm-hmm. That quick?
Yeah. And Avery knows what it's like to grow up without stability.
I used to be like that because my mama, she was always moving around, getting adjusted to new people, then the teachers in the school. It does affect the child in so many ways.
So how many times did you have to switch schools?
A lot. And I'm here to basically to break that cycle, you know.
A long bus or taxi ride isn't great for kids. Jenkins says her counselors talk to parents about that.
You have a six-year-old. Why do you want them in a vehicle for 2 hours? That is a long ride to school and then back home. So do you think we could possibly see about them going to the school where you're staying at?
But often the parents have no idea how long they'll be there before they're forced to move again. At Hidden Valley, Ford, the social worker, has students who have moved 3 times in the first 2 months of school.
3 schools in 2 months, you probably don't know where the school is or who's in that building. So it helps to be able to remain in that one school and at least for sure know this is where you're going to be.
McKinney-Vento may be most obvious in high-poverty schools like Hidden Valley, but Jenkins says every school in CMS has students who qualify. For instance, Shasta Brown uses it to get her oldest daughter to Myers Park High School, even though Brown just got an apartment in the University City area. Brown says a social worker at Billingsville Elementary clued her in about the transportation option several years ago, after she had to leave the home of a family member she'd been staying with. That's how the system is supposed to work. Jenkins says every school has a counselor trained to look for signs of homelessness, see if students qualify, and offer help. But Brown, who's a single mother of 3, says it's important for parents to know about the program as well.
They will help. You just if people don't know about the help, how are we going to even ask about the help if we don't know about it?
Meanwhile, elected officials and community leaders across the region are trying to hash out solutions to the bigger problems of affordable housing and homelessness. But big solutions are years, if not decades, away. So educators and counselors will just keep trying to create a bit of stability for the kids whose lives are upended. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.